Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, July 16th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Stockholm, Germany. As expected, Oracle today released its quarterly critical patch update, and while this particular critical patch update does fix a large number of software packages that Oracle releases, the one that probably is of most interest is Java, and as expected, this patch update will fix 20 newly discovered vulnerabilities, many of which are rated at CVSS scores of 9 and above, so certainly something that needs to be patched as expeditiously as possible. And then we got a great diary by Daniel reminding us that we frequently have no idea where our data is located with the reliance on cloud services. Even if you in your organization don't use cloud services, there is no guarantee that your vendors use or don't use cloud services. Actually, it's pretty much guaranteed that some of your vendors will use cloud services. And Daniel is pointing out that for example, with Codespace, they hosted not only their main websites on Amazon's cloud services, but also backups. I would actually push this a little step further. Let's say you are subscribing to two different backup solutions, being cloud-based, you want to get some redundancy here. There is no guarantee that both cloud services will actually rely on the same infrastructure, may it be Amazon's or one of the other large cloud service providers. So short summary here, make sure you ask the right questions from your vendors and if at all possible that they also give you enough ability to audit their systems to prove that the answers they gave you are actually truthful. And the next item shouldn't really come as a surprise, but Prying Krebs reveals an interesting memo sent by the U.S. Secret Service indicating that they have caught a number of individuals who specifically sought out hotel business center computers and installed malware on them. In this case, the malware was not installed remotely, but instead the attackers actually gained physical access to these computers and then installed your usual keyloggers. That, of course, wasn't all that hard, given that these systems are usually easily and openly accessible. The only thing you need, if they are secured at all, is a room key. In general, I would always avoid using one of these publicly accessible systems. There is no real great way of securing that, in particular, if it is possible, for example, to insert USB keys, which typically you have to allow in a situation like that because people do want to print documents, for example, from a USB key. On the same note of the dangers of physical access, apparently there's a presentation coming up at DEF CON with some details how to use TropCam security cameras for various malicious purposes if you're able to flash them with custom firmware. Now, this can be accomplished in two ways. First of all, of course, physical access to the camera, but because they can download firmware updates from Google directly, any tampering and such with DNS may allow similar access. The only real way to prevent that is by cryptographically verifying all firmware images, but that has to be done on the camera itself to also avoid the physical access problem that you may have. So something like UEFI that does that on boot may help prevent some of these exploits. And Google revealed an interesting new project that, in its own words, is meant to make the internet safer. It's Project Zero, and what it really means is that Google is going to hire some top security researchers, going to pay them full-time in order to find vulnerabilities in various software packages. That is sort of a little bit an extension of what Google has done with its bug bounty, but this effort is specifically targeting software that's not necessarily written by Google, but all the other software that really makes the internet work, whether or not these are browsers or some of the critical libraries, like, for example, the OpenSSL library and beyond that. So interesting project. We'll have to see how that'll work out. The only thing they'll do with these bugs they're uncovering is to report them to the vendor. So this is not like some of the other companies that have efforts like this going that will then, for example, provide private feeds with these vulnerabilities. Instead, there doesn't really appear to be sort of a direct money-making part to this operation. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.